Exclusive: Migrant Rush Forces International Bridge Closures in Texas. By Randy Clark on July 26, 2023. Eagle Pass, Texas. International ports of entry in Eagle Pass, Texas, were closed for nearly 1 hour after a group of nearly 50, mostly Venezuelan migrants, attempted to force their way through one of the ports to claim asylum. According to a source within CBP, the group of migrants forced their way onto Bridge 1 but were repelled by CBP Office of Field Operations personnel who closed the gates and shut down all traffic on Tuesday evening. According to the source, not authorized to speak to the media, the migrants began the rush after assaulting a bridge toll worker in Piedras Negras, Mexico, at approximately 7:50 p.m. The migrants, frustrated by a lengthy wait in Mexico for CBP 1 appointments, returned to Mexico once the gates were closed. As a precaution, the second bridge linking the border city of Eagle Pass to Piedras Negras was also closed for nearly 1 hour as authorities on both sides of the border dealt with the incident. Authorities in Mexico assured the migrants that they would not be prosecuted for the attempt to breach the international bridge if they quietly returned to a migrant shelter in Mexico. The source says the migrants left the bridge and attempted to wade across the Rio Grande instead. The group of migrants dispersed from the bridge and set a path for the banks of the Rio Grande, where they were met by warnings broadcast from the United States side of the river by a Texas Department of Public Safety, DPS, loudspeaker. The recorded message warns migrants that crossing the river is prohibited and that violators are subject to prosecution for criminal trespass. Lieutenant Chris Olivares, a spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety, told Breitbart Texas the group of nearly 50 migrants managed to reach the U.S. bank of the Rio Grande. DPS troopers and Texas Army National Guard soldiers manning the border under Texas Governor Greg Abbott's Operation Lone Star met the migrants at the river's edge. Olivares says the group of mostly adult male migrants headed the warnings concerning prosecution for criminal trespass and decided to remain on a nearby island in the river. The migrants eventually left the area and are believed to have returned to Mexico. The Enhanced Criminal Trespass Prosecution Program by the state of Texas began in June and has resulted in a visible reduction in migrant entries within the area. In addition to audible warnings concerning the enhanced prosecution for criminal trespass, and signs written in both English and Spanish, warn the migrants that entry into the area is a criminal offense. A charge of criminal trespass in Texas is considered a Class B misdemeanor and can carry a fine of up to $2,000 or up to 180 days of jail without enhancements. Most migrants charged under the offense plead guilty and are turned over to the Border Patrol to face administrative disposition of their immigration or asylum claims. The closure of the international bridges brought legitimate trade and travel between the border cities to a complete halt for nearly an hour. Although the closure of the ports was brief, the source from CBP told Breitbart Texas the potential for longer closures is worrisome. "When our ports close, the delays are an inconvenience for shoppers and commuters," the source stated. "The delay for commercial transport, however, is more costly and can result in the loss of perishable commodities vital to our economy." Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Prior to his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on Twitter at Randy Clark.